The brown eyes regarded him still more speculatively. "I was wondering," said Paula, glancing to either side, "I was wondering if you happened to be a member of the United States Secret Service." Fell laughed with entire naturalness. "Good Lord, no," he said amusedly. "I have a desk in the State Department building, and I read consular reports all day long and write letters bedeviling the consuls for not including available statistics in their communications. That's my work. I'm on leave now." She looked skeptical and, it may be, disappointed. "You look as if you didn't believe me," said Bell, smiling. "I give you my word of honor, I'm not a member of the United States Secret Service. Will that do to relieve your suspicions?" "I believe you," she said slowly, "but it does not relieve my mind. I shall think about other people. I have something important to tell a member of the United States Secret Service." Bell shrugged. "I'm sorry," he said amiably, "that I can't oblige you by tipping one of them off. That's what you wanted me to do, isn't it?" She nodded, and the gesture was very much like a dismissal. Bell frowned, hesitated, and went on. He was anxious to meet the stoker, but this. The siren droned dismally over his head. Fog lay deep about the ship. The washing of the waves and dripping of water on the decks was depressing. It seemed to be getting thicker. Four stanchions ahead, the mist was noticeable. He found that he could count 5, 6, 7. The 8th was indefinite. But a bar materialized in the fog before him, and the grayness drew away from him and closed in behind. When he was at the forward end of the promenade, looking down upon the forecastle deck, he was isolated. He heard footsteps some distance overhead. The watch officer up on the bridge. Bell glanced up and saw him as an indistinct figure. He waited until the officer paced over to the opposite side of the bridge. The air throbbed and shook with the roaring of the siren. Bell slipped over the edge of the rail and swung swiftly down the little ladder of iron bars set into the ship's structure. In seconds he had landed and was down upon that terra incognita of all passengers, the deck reserved for the use of the crew. A mast loomed overhead with its heavy, clumsy derrick booms. A winch was by his side. Oddments of deck machinery, inexplicable to a landsman, formed themselves vaguely in the mist. The fog was thicker naturally, since the deck was closer to the water's edge. "Hey," growled a voice beside him, "passengers ain't allowed down here." An unshaven, soot-smeared figure loomed up. Bell could not see the man save as a blur in the mist, but he said it cheerfully. "I know it, but I wanted to look. Seafaring's a trade I'd like to know something about." The figure grunted. Bell had just given his word of honor that he wasn't a member of the Secret Service. He wasn't. But he was in the trade, which has no official existence anywhere.